Germany was a land of happy music, a beautiful country of castles, villages, forests, and fields, picturesque rivers, a tourist's delight. But you were no tourist. You were in Germany for a reason. Whenever the alert bell jarred you awake, you knew the reason was serious and that your role was important. A 7th Army armored unit responds to the alert, then roars through the cobbled streets of a German village to take up its battle position. At fighter interceptor bases scant miles to the west, the Air Force answers the same alert. F-104s and F-105s roar to life. In minutes, they'll be airborne, streaking toward the Iron Curtain.
Victor 120 Buster 39 Angels, contact log roll, handoff race card. Black 20, backup Red 7. Just go to Channel 14 Evelyn. Half to. Left side tower, Alpha on the left, standing by for ATC clearance.
Alpha clearance follows. ATC clears Star Alpha to the Ramstein Tech in. Initial approach fix, climb standard departure 12. Contacting Sambach, White 2. Squawking 3, transition level 60.
Roger, ATC, clear, Star Alpha, Ramstein, TACAN, initial approach, fixed climbing standard, TACAN, departure number 12, contact Simbach, White 2, Squawking 3, transition level 60.
Roger, Alpha, clear on the active, and clear for takeoff.
Roger, Alpha 1, Pentot, copy lock, seatbelt, during landing connect.
Alpha 2, Pentot, copy lock, seatbelt, during landing connect.
Combat readiness came from hard work, from constant training, maintenance, field problems, and maneuvers. From months in the field in a grimy, cold foxhole acquaintanceship with German snow, dust, mud, and names. Names like Hohenfels, Wielflecken, and Grafenbeer. Remember the water tower siren at Grafenbeer? Brings it back, doesn't it? The sounds from the field, the incessant explosions, the sound of rain on steel pot and mess tray, or combat boots and snow, all the sounds of training, training, training. A tank crew fires at Grafenbeer.
Gunner, Sabo!
Thank you.
rocket unit somewhere in Europe. An infantry unit fights its way through a combat in cities exercise in Berlin. And you weren't holding the line alone. NATO friends were at your shoulder. British, French, Dutch, Belgians, West Germans. The force of many tongues, one purpose. And nothing seemed to symbolize this more than our German allies, who, whenever they marched with you, sang. Germans know how to have a good time. You sense it in the carnival air of fashion, in the colorful summer wine fests, and in the madness of Oktoberfest in Munich. You are back again in that huge, world-famed Hofbrauhaus. Thank you. PA speaker in one of Germany's larger air terminals reels off flight announcements. Paris, London, Rome, Berlin. The recruiter was right. The travel was wonderful. But if leaves and passes allowed you to see the rest of Germany and Europe, they also delivered you to the excitement and mercy of German transportation. Oops, careful crossing that street there. Hop a crowded Straßenbahn and you're off. Next stop, the second home of every soldier and airman in Europe. Close your eyes. And you're back in the Bahnhof. For real excitement, rejoin the great traveling circus of Germany. Umleitungs and Freifahrts, driver's salutes and few speed limits. Welcome back to the Autobahn. German roads serve as raceways for every imaginable vehicle. Big cars, the bug-like Volkswagens, two-wheeled scooters, ten-wheel beer trucks, three-wheel something. And the honey wagon. Germany was a land of song, opera, beer hall, and classical music. But jazz, too. The modern beat enlivened German homes and radios, and especially the small clubs where Germans and Americans met. And there was the singing you may have stumbled on some warm summer evening in a village square.
Muss ich denn so am Städterin aus, Städterin aus? Und du, mein Schatz, bleibst hier. Wenn ich komm, wenn ich wieder umkomm, kehr ich ein, mein Schatz, bei dir. Kann ich deine Wahl bei dir sein, hör ich auf, bleib frei.
American music in Germany was easily accessible. Simply a letter to AFN.
That's requested by old Pete there in Munich. Also to Rainer from Ingeborg in Neustadt. To Jim from Lucy Sue in Augsburg. To Ingrid from...
For German music, you bought the band a round of beers. Or you just sat in the beer hall long enough. The band leader snuck up behind you. He crowned you with his hat, and you had to lead the band. And if the music was lousy, you had no one to blame but yourself. Remember?
Ladies and gentlemen, you are assembled here for departure on Match Charter Flight 56 to McGuire Air Force Base, New Jersey.
When Ryan Main Air Force Base, your rotation date,
board the bus.
Back to the greatest country of them all.
Be on the terminal. When I call out your name, go aboard the aircraft, place your hand carry bags below the seats, and fasten your safety belts. The flight hostess will direct you to your seat. I'll take the McGuire passengers first. Captain Smith, Captain Rosen.
But perhaps as you boarded the plane that last day, there was a mixture of feeling, a small tug somewhere inside, a feeling that you were taking with you something unseen, or perhaps a feeling that you were leaving something behind, a feeling that Auf Wiedersehen would never sound the same again. Auf Wiedersehen, until we meet again.